second parak of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Tezayin. Hu Yoimah. Lo Yalecha Melacha Ligmon, Melacha Ben Choyim Libatel Mimenu. There's another statement of Taufim, that you don't have to finish all the work. A person should think, well, I can't learn Kol HaTorah Kula, I'm not going to bother learning. You do what you can, and in Meila, you shouldn't think that you're free to waste time also. You should use your time properly. Kobi Rav Taufim, these two Mishnais, use the Mila, use the Moshel of workers. Rav Taufim is an extremely wealthy man. So he was looked at people as also a big businessman. He used that model as a business model, that don't think the Ika business model is Parnosa, because we have a big job to do for Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you learned a lot, you get a lot of Shah. So don't feel, I'm putting in my few minutes a day, I'm Yetzirah. Just like in business, a person doesn't say, well, I put a few hours a day, I made my basic sustenance and I'm happy with that. Usually the person wants to make more and more. Same thing with Torah, you'll get more eternal reward. Don't let the Yetzirah say, you're not going to get anything out of it. Hashem's going to pay you. You have a good boss. Not only realize that the more you do, the more you get, realize the value of what you're going to get. It's a tremendous amount of schar you can get. So it's the best investment possible.